Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Iced Out Bulls and Astro Heroes having an AMA. Let's take a listen.
Hey, thanks to everybody listening in and who joined early. We're going to kick it off in about 7 minutes at our scheduled time once our guest gets here, and we'll hold it over and pass it over to T-Cell, who's going to host us. But I just want to say hello to everybody who's listening in, and we are on the wait.
All right, mic test, 1, 2. Juicy, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, T-Cell.
Beautiful. Welcome, everybody. Astro Heroes, let's get you guys on stage right away. Very, very excited to have you on the podcast today. A little impromptu podcast. It's not quite Iced Out Day, but it is a great day to be talking crypto and NFTs. Do we have Astro Heroes in the audience right now?
I don't see anybody just yet. Oh, there we are. OX ETH. Is that you? No.
I don't believe so. OX ETH has given us the laughing emoji, though. I like that Hungry Wolves PFP, OX ETH. Pretty cool.
Pretty solid.
All right. While we're waiting for our host. Yeah, what's going on, Juice?
Yeah, I don't know. While we're waiting for our guest to arrive, you know, let's just thank everybody for hopping in on an impromptu IO day plus 12 to join us to talk about the Astro Heroes launch. It's a pretty exciting platform. Yeah, hopefully it'll be the first, if not one of the first, live metaverses that will be on the Terra ecosystem. I think it's a really interesting project. I haven't learned enough about it. I just haven't learned enough about it. So I think that this space is very well timed, and I think we're gonna have a lot of interesting information that's going to be shared, as well as some questions from our folks, and then we'll be taking questions from the audience. You know, so what do you guys know about this project so far? Shred, T-Cell.
So I gave it a pretty good dive through their Discord, and I definitely felt I came out hungry for more information, more concrete information, and I obviously wanted to talk to them, so that's why I'm so excited to be here today. So I saw their demo that they released. It looks like they have one video out where they're actually having a demo of a character moving in the Astro Heroes metaverse. So I'm curious as to how big this metaverse is, what the benefits are from playing the game, and of course, how the NFTs tie into the metaverse exactly, how they're going to be incorporating that, because they're really setting the groundwork right here and showing us what's possible. And it would just be so cool to see these guys come out with a hit where everything really clicks and makes sense. You know, how thoroughly thought through is this entire project.
Yeah, no, we're all really hungry for something in the metaverse on Terra. Yeah, I mean, in playing around on the other metaverses that are live and that are kind of out there, there really isn't all that much to do in them. Yeah, there are these NFT galleries, which I think are wonderful. And I think Astro Heroes has set up an NFT gallery as well. From what I can see and from what I can gather, the world really is our oyster to create within it whatever it is that we wish to create within it. And that's what's just so exciting about this space as we kind of embark onto this next leg of the NFT journey, of the metaverse journey, of the crypto journey, of the Terra journey. Yeah, and we're getting a lot of inquiry into like what's going to happen, you know, in my real life job, which, you know, is very connected to the financial markets, as well as something in the NFT space, even potentially down the road. So, you know, there's a lot going on and a lot of questions are getting asked. These games that have popped up across other networks, whether it be DeFi Kingdoms, I'll stick with just DeFi Kingdoms and say that the that kind of paved the path, you know, from last September into today, that, you know, really the newer game platforms are starting to kind of pop up. And now we have a bunch of different metaverses that are purporting to go live into Luna, whether it be Terra World or Luniverse or now Astro Heroes. You know, so hopefully we have a request. So I don't know if that request is our guest.
I believe it is. And
all right,
Astro Heroes, welcome to the spaces.
Hey, hey, hey. Sorry, guys, for some technical problems that I should have just restarted my computer as well as my phone, but it kind of just frozen for a couple of minutes.
Hey, but yeah, no worries at all. No worries at all, my friend.
How are you guys?
Keep them waiting. Fantastic. Keep hungry.
Juicy knows. Juicy knows a thing or two.
Yeah, Sally, I think you just went out. So, Astro Heroes, welcome to the cast, and we'll wait for T-Cell to get back online. I think his audio just went. So let's kick it off. Well, first of all, welcome. All right, I'm Juicy Heat, member of the Iced Out Bulls. We have Shredder with us. Mm-hmm. We have T-Cell from the Iced Out, and I don't know who's behind the Iced Out there. Is that Tommy?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? So let's just do some introductions. Sure. Yeah, while T-Cell, who's hosting us out, good old Big Reeves is in the audience. Hello. Hey there. What's going on, Big Reeves? So in terms of just introducing your project from the Astro Heroes perspective, you want to just give us, say, a 2-minute rundown, top down, as to what the project is about, when are we minting, you know, what are the costs, some of the cost items, just to give a little bit of the crowd here that's assembled to hear about the project, just a little bit extra color.
Yeah, I think we just got.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry. I think I was muted. Right?
Yeah, you
are. Yeah. Astro Heroes is a 3D metaverse project with a mission to unite NFT collection of Terra and deliver a special utility by bringing them together using one platform. If you take a look at Ready Player One, that what we are trying to do. When you connect it using, when you connect using Astro Heroes, you might be able to choose either 3D character, not only the Astro Heroes character, but could be the Ice Owl Bulls, or let's say Ice Owl Skeleton Punks, or Ice Owl something. That is a quick, what is Astro Heroes about? We're gonna mint on Luart on 27th of March. That's like a very quick understanding and what it is about Astro Heroes.
So we're coming up quick on that mint, and I saw that, you know, the Discord's got a bunch of people in there. People are active, people are excited about it. You know, what's going to differentiate this project from the other projects that are launching in the NFT space? And specifically, like, how are you incorporating the metaverse aspect into the project?
Sure. I think first thing first is, unlike other people as well as other projects, we actually started off as a dev team. I run a IT outsourcing company since 2019. specialized in blockchain. And we started Astro Heroes, not full time with everybody first, but we actually started, I think, early Jan. That's when the entire team, about 15 people, going full time for Astro Heroes. We are changing ourselves from doing other people product to become a product producer, which means that we are doing our own product. So it's quite different when we focus our time and effort creating the product first, launching a beta, let people see how it is about the product, rather than go and do a lot of marketing and build community and raise tokens and sell tokens. So we kind of have a team where we actually want to let our product speak for itself. So that is one of the first thing that we are different with a lot of other people. Second is with Astro Heroes, it's not only about NFT. Yes, we are a NFT collection. The NFT is the key for everybody to access in our metaverse. However, we not stopping at just doing it for us. We have a vision that we want to do it for others also. I realized that there are a lot of NFT artists that are very talented, but they don't have the resources like what we have. And I see that it would be so cool if, let's say, if we host a concert, for example, and we can invite friends, and the friends, it will be in a very different image, not only the Astro Hero ones. So with that, we're thinking, why don't we bring everybody into our platform if they are willing to do it, and if they want to make their NFT collection a special utility, turning from a 2D character into a 3D, live, running, dancing, jumping. So yeah, that's what the difference between us and other NFT collection is. We are not only just an NFT collection, we actually are a platform. And the platform is willing to help everybody to become a contributor to use it on our platform.
And Kenny, this is Shredder here. I have one of the best things for me about crypto, and well, specifically Terra even, is like you can see, I guess the three guys talking are all from the US, but Reeves down there, obviously from New Zealand. We've got, you know, other IOs in the audience just from all over the world. And it feels like what you're doing is exactly that for the metaverse, like letting all the different projects from all over the world come together, create and communicate. And that's something that I haven't seen. Instead of just having a kind of a walled off space where you have to only have a Astro Hero NFT in order to partake, like you're welcoming literally everyone, and every Discord server I'm in is giving away whitelist for your project. Like you really have done something that is completely different, and actually sort of in line with the ethos of Terra and really crypto in general. So I appreciate that. I noticed that pretty early on. With just the outreach you had and how visible you are just across all the servers and all the projects. Is that something that you, I mean, maybe it seems like a simple concept to come up with, but how did you, like, what sort of gave you that idea? Because it's, like I said, I haven't seen it anywhere else yet, or at least not to the degree you're doing it.
Yes, definitely. I think started off with actually a simple vision. Is first of all, why Terra? I actually did a lot of other people project for my client, my previous client. I started off in ETH, BSC, Polygon, Solana, then Terra. And when I got my very first client in Terra, it was like early 2021. And I realized that Terra is kind of a very different and unique community compared to others. Think of this way is, when you join Terra, it's like you joining a exclusive club, but also is a very open club. The founders of not only NFT collection, but protocol also, they're willing to talk, to listen, to let you kind of introduce yourself and sometimes, you know, do collaboration. So I see there's an opportunity there. And this is only with Terra, is people are willing to open and work together. And I realized that it's not like that in other chain. So why don't we try something else, something different, where if people are willing to work together, then why don't we do something that it's like bringing all of them together, right? Give everybody, let's say, a piece of cake, not just me, eat the entire cake. So that is like a very simple vision of what we have. And that's, we stick with the message from day one. You see that even in our NFT collection, we do have other people trade, other NFT collection trade, to represent other people too, not only us. Because why? We got inspired by Ready Player One. And Ready Player One meaning that you can be technically anything that you like. So I don't want my audiences, my community, only feel like, oh, this is the Astro Heroes trade, but it, they can also feel like, oh, I'm like a part of the ISAL gang, then I have some trait. It really represent the ISAL gang, for example, right? Or Hellcats, for example. So that is like the easiest vision as well as the way we execute for our project at this point. That is why you see that our project is a community project, not only just us. And I hope that if people following us so far, they see that and they can actually feel that within our NFT or as well as the product that we are building for others.
I think that's so cool. So you're going to enable other projects to utilize your architecture in order to bring their project into the metaverse, if that's what I'm hearing correctly.
Exactly. That's what it is.
That's an amazing mission. I definitely wish you the absolute best of luck. I know that you mentioned that you're going to be releasing this in beta, and I had seen on a few different Discords with some of these whitelist giveaways that you're also giving away beta access. How does somebody get involved in being able to beta test your software, your protocol, your engine? How does somebody get involved to be able to do that?
So we've been running a lot of giveaway to get access to our beta. Why do I want people get access to our beta? First of all, I think most of the people at this point, if they have access, they have access to the gallery. So with that, why the gallery? Why the gallery? First of all, I realize that there are a lot of people who hold about 50 to 100. Even 200 NFT. This is, I'm talking only on Terra, and they have no place to show, right? And NFT to a lot of people is just a profile picture, but to many other people, it is precious gift or like a precious asset. And by actually be able to show the asset, be able to show your friend or your family or whoever you interested, your NFT collection, that would be something people really want. But at this point, at least on Terra, I didn't see many people have been doing that. So I realized, okay, why don't we tackle this problem? Why don't we build a gallery in order for people to show their actually NFT? And why the gallery? Because in own form of art, when you are showing an art like a picture or a painting, for example, a gallery is like the ultimate places where you show a very precious painting. So with that in mind, I did the gallery with the feeling, with the goal, try to mimic the experience when they're actually going into an exhibition or the gallery. So you would feel the music, you would see where it goes, you would see the 3D frame as well as the character. So that is exactly what I come up with. And to access beta, for myself, I have a lot of feedback, and that's what I love about it. I give other people beta, first of all, for them to kind of, you know, experience something different. Second is giving me feedback for Astro Heroes to improve. And third is really trying to see how's the reaction from other people. See if what we think in Astro Hero is correct. And we are going in the direction that the community.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Yeah, I was curious, guys, about the gallery. So I hear you using the word gallery a lot. In your own words, can you please just briefly describe to us how a user would set up their gallery, what it would look like, and how other people would be able to view it?
Sure. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Decentraland, right? In Decentraland, that they actually sell like a big piece of land. But that's not what I'm going forward to. Why? Because if you are going with a very big land, it's very hard for me to control the quality of the environment and making sure that the environment has very details. For example, like a building. I use the word gallery a lot. And why the gallery? Because again, the gallery main purpose is for people later on to be able to use, to decorate, to put their NFT on it and invite people over. So let's say, for example, I have my gallery, right? I can set it up. I can put as many NFT as I want. Right now, I believe that the cap for the gallery is about 79 to 80 pictures. I really want to do it automatically populate, meaning that the moment you connect your wallet in, I will scan your wallet and I will populate those pictures onto the frame for you, so you kind of don't have to do anything. That was the original idea. However, after a while, talk to the community as well as get some feedback, people kind of want to decorate the gallery in the way that they want. So we are working on a solution behind the scenes for actually user to be able to decorate that gallery, and that gallery became your asset. It will be 100% virtually. It's owned by whoever owned that gallery, and people can own multiple gallery also, because I know there are people who wants to, you know, invite friends over in like a different purpose.
Very cool. And how many plots of land do you plan on having in this metaverse? Will it be fixed? Like, you know, if somebody has multiple galleries, eventually is it going to fill up to the point where you have to buy land from people who already own land there because there's no more new land, so to speak, to mint?
Yes. We do have a cap, but I think I don't want to spoil yet. The main reason is, I think even for me at this point, I realized that, yes, Astro Heroes, we can develop things very quickly. We can develop things that is fast, but also with quality. But it just seems like when we really put it together to work very hard and then we launch everything at once, people doesn't have time to learn about it, to actually study about what we're trying to do. That is why I didn't want to give like all the information about the land as well as the Battle Royale games, as well as the entertainment district. The reason is when I give out too many info, I realize that people doesn't really remember every single thing, right? They don't remember every single thing. That's why we have to go with like a stage by stage. So at first, I think I definitely will answer your question at some point, but it's not right now. But what I can say is, yes, it is limited. We already have the number. We actually already have the map. And the map, you will see, it's going to look like some sort of sandbox or Decentraland in terms of small square, and then people can purchase from that in the later on.
That's fantastic. So when you mint an Astro Heroes NFT on the 27th on Luard, what is it that you are receiving? And then will there be subsequent sales for either land or galleries or apartments or however it is that you're settling the metaverse?
Yes. So I think coming back to very first thing, I will list what is the utility, right? What's the utility for Astro Heroes NFT holder, and what is the financial benefit from it also? So start off with the very first thing. Do you guys know that actually we have an action figure? Have anybody seen it?
Have not seen the action figure. You, Sals?
I can't say that I have. Maybe I have. And I'm just not recalling it. I saw a lot of things all at once when I was doing my research, so don't recall exactly.
Yeah, so I think you should definitely check out our Medium piece. That is where we actually show the action figure. So first thing is when you purchase a 2D NFT on 27th of March, you will have that particular 2D character turning into a 3D character, look exactly like your profile picture, look exactly like your 2D NFT, to be able to use across all the metaverse that we have. And by the metaverse environment right now, first thing first is the gallery. Second is the entertainment district. What is the entertainment district? Entertainment district is a place where I host concert and also let people learn about Terra in a more interactive way. The third one would be the Battle Royale game. You will see that when you mint, your 2D NFT will have items, weapons that going with it. So that would be like a start character that you will have in that Battle Royale game. And the fourth one would be the newest thing that we recently just dropped, is the Astro Infinity Square. The Astro Infinity Square is a place where we try to bring the Times Square experience of New York City into a virtual world and displays all of our partners as well as projects or even influencers that are partnering with Astro Heroes. So that is exactly the utility that you have to access all of those by having the NFT that you're holding. Second is about action figure. When you purchase a 2D NFT, you have the right to purchase one of the action figure that look exactly like your NFT, meaning that whatever the 2D NFT you have, you will be able to purchase one of the physical version of it. And we already have the mechanism that once we allow people to purchase from their NFT, you will be able to only purchase it once. Meaning same thing like we do minting, right? We can only mint one NFT one. So if we make this action figure and if you decided to purchase it, then yes, you can only purchase this one. And why the action figure? Kind of very simple idea at the very beginning was in our company, we are like a team of collectors as well as friends and a lot of artists. And they're doing RC car. RC car is like a remote control car, but this is like a drifted one. So we realized that actually for the collector war, there's an opportunity for us to do something there. I saw my dad used to trade baseball card. I saw my uncle. I saw my friends trading Yu-Gi-Oh card, Pokemon card. So you think about it. If you hold a, let's say a good NFT, right? Let's say the top 5% or top 3%. And you decided you're going to invest into an action figure and you combine them together, then you will have a very valuable collection. And with that, you can even play with it or, you know, kind of showcase with it, but you can also sell it. And if you sell it together, definitely your collection will be much, much more valuable. So with that in mind, we decided to do the action figure. Yeah, so that is the second thing about it. And the third thing, I think we didn't really press on it, but I realized that it is something that we should. And we definitely have it in store for you guys is NFT staking. Why NFT staking? If we actually take a look at our friends over in Solana, their trading volume is about 10 times of Terra. And I realized that most of the projects over there, one of the very basic requirements for them was staking. Why? Because technically that bring value to the holders also. So with Astro Heroes, same thing. We will have staking, not right away, but probably in sometime early, the first half of April. Let people have some time to trade their NFT first, and then we're going to launch that staking feature.
Yeah, the staking feature is really interesting to me because that kind of brings like a custody aspect into this element. And I guess I'm curious whether you're planning to do staking for Astro Heroes NFTs only, or are you looking to potentially allow the use of that platform as you build it to outsource the white label to other projects to allow other projects to be able to utilize your staking mechanism if they don't have one themselves?
At first, that's a great idea, man. At first, we can only do us first. Reason why? Because it also takes time for us to work with partners, to allow partners to be on board with us. So if we taking other partners' product, then I have to make sure that the benefit for the holders of Astro Heroes NFT as well as the partner are the same. So for your question. At the beginning, it will be Astro Heroes NFT holder. I have to protect my community first, and then we can definitely expand to other people product.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the ideas, they don't call me Juicy Heat for nothing. I tend to bring the fire occasionally, just occasionally, in terms of ideas. But yeah, I mean, that really sounds like a fantastic idea to be able to once you have partners and you have a way to interact, whether that be like a REST API or some other version of messaging, and be able to utilize your mechanics of the architecture that you're building to potentially allow for staking, I think would be a very just an immense value add that you could bring to projects that don't necessarily have the type of technical expertise that you might. And from just to kind of bring people up to speed on what the team looks like, I think you mentioned that you have 15 people full time on this project. Am I right?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's an immense team, and that sounds like a fantastic way to really dive into this space. So and that team's makeup, is that mostly like biz dev, or is that mostly on the development side? Is it on the UI angle, or where do the team members kind of sit?
So actually, for business dev, right? Mainly it's just me and two other guys. All of other 12 people, they are either 3D artists, game developer, game designer, blockchain dev, what else? UI UX. So, but mostly contain our 3D artists who working with Unity as well as let me bring it back a little bit so you know why we're having these many people and why I need those many people to work on this project. So the very first part is about the metaverse itself, right? And the second part is about the Battle Royale. Actually, the Battle Royales came first. I talked to the team that I'm currently working with since 2019. They actually... used to be game dev before they came over and kind of learn about blockchain. I started my company 2019 with three people. We grew through the past of 2 years thanks to the growth of cryptocurrency in general. So we got projects, we got demand, and then we do it for other people. At first, Astro Hero started in November. It wasn't even my idea. It was from my co-founder now. He came to me with another five guys behind him, kind of ambushing me with an idea that I have to help them with an NFT collection, right? So we kind of sit down, talk about it, and I said that if I jump on board and help you guys, then let's do something different. Let's do something that we can deliver some value to our community, not just a profile picture, not just another NFT collection, right? Best is if we can use all of our resources. So, that's actually the start of Astro Heroes. He pitched me the idea. He showed me the 2D sketch, and we worked together. We actually working with development only started in December. Yeah, in December with the very first environment of the battle royales, actually. I realized that in my team, I have people used to work as a Unity dev, used to work as game designer, used to work as a 3D asset creator, used to work as art concept creator also. So we all kind of sit together and ask each other, okay, if you really want to do this, if we really want to take it to the next level, if everybody would be on board with me and buying the idea that switching from a outsourcing company, meaning doing other people projects based on the client request, into doing something for ourselves, from ourselves, we would have no income from the IT outsourcing. And I told them all that you will be able to work with me. I will be able to pay you same amount of the rate like what we've been doing for the next 2 years, because the money that we used to make in, from 2019 till now, we will be able to hold the team for the next 2 months without even needing any funding. And that is why you don't see that we are asking any fund or we raising any fund from VC, right? And me, myself, in real life, I'm an investor also. So I invested in a seed company, private sale, yeah, many of that. So I realized that, okay, if we can fund it ourselves, then we have no problems doing whatever we think is best for the community, rather than we have to kind of, you know, focus on what we want, but also the vision of the VC. So you're technically taking some people money and you have them as your boss. So the entire team agree that, okay, let's do this. We have nothing to lose anyway. The IT outsourcing keep continue to be good, but if we take a leap of faith and switching ourselves into doing this project, then we might have a shot, because I realized that when I launched Astro Heroes beta, there wasn't any people or any projects on Terra about Metaverse that have a beta for other people to try. So we were really focused. We split the team into three different smaller teams. At the starting point of December, we were focusing on the battle royales, right? And then Jan, we start focusing on the gallery and the entertainment district. And from, I believe, end of Jan until now, we have a special mission that we're going to do that Astro Heroes Infinity Square, which is like a Times Square version on our Metaverse, because no one have ever done it. And I realized that would be a very good thing to do, because to a lot of people, that is a very familiar location. And if we can kind of, you know, show that experience to the people that have been or haven't been to Times Square, they would actually feel it and they would know that this is something very familiar. And I want that jaw-dropping effect. So I'm not sure if you guys watched the video on our Discord on the latest announcement. We show the actual Times Square that we have. What we call is the Infinity Square.
I was up on the, it was at the Skeleton Punks AMA that you did and went through on the Discord video with you. It was absolutely impressive. It seems to me like each one of the aspects that you're putting in to the project is its own project in and of itself. I mean, the Battle Royale being one entirely, I mean, that could be an entire project on its own. The Times Square and Gallery could be an entire project on its own. And one of the things that you sort of hinted at or has been talked about in the also that I'm excited about but haven't heard too much about is the entertainment district, the screenshot. And I think I saw a video maybe a few weeks back on just like a simple walkthrough of it. Mm-hmm. But it looks like the Party Royale stage on Fortnite as like a concert venue, which And I'm saying that with all respect. I thought that was such an amazing thing. During COVID, I picked up Fortnite for a little while to play with my sister's kids, and had a ton of fun. The Travis Scott concert, they live across the country from me, and we all got to be in on the concert together. And just hearing you talk, I just assume you plan on hosting like large concerts, large events in the entertainment district. Can you tell us just more about that and kind of what your vision is for that?
Yes, definitely. So when I start this journey with Terra, I realized that I know a lot of rapper on Terra. I realized that there are many artists here. And everybody just, somehow, some way, they have embedded that idea that if we can host a concert together, then kind of cool if everybody can jump into one location, right? And to be on board. So I have that vision in my mind that let's say if I host a concert in the entertainment district, if you can see that I try to do it as a real stage, where there is a stage, there is dancer, there could be singer, there will be big screen where you can stream from wherever you are in the world. Because I know if you want to do live singing, yes, you can control your character, but also you can kind of want to show the world who you are. If we have like a great artist, right? And if we can listen to them, rap a song live, we can stream it from YouTube. So the big screen will be there. It's in development. I probably will show you guys later in April, a better the environment of the entertainment district. What I really want is, I want to see Astro Heroes attend a concert, right? In their character, but also other NFT collection, Skeleton Punks, Hero, Silent Solo, and many others also. Why? Because just think about it. If you go to a concert and you see a bunch of Astro Heroes, yes, I love to, because you love us. That's why you choose us as a character. But at the same time, I realize and I know that to some of the people, Astro Heroes might not be the most favorite character, and they want to choose something else to represent themselves. For example, the Skeleton Punks, right? We are so glad that Skeleton Punk is our partners, and we could actually bring a Ice Owl Skeleton Punks into life, 3D, running, dancing around our metaverse. A week ago, last Saturday, I did an AMA with Skeleton Punks, and that is when we actually dropped the actual first 3D Punks that have the running feature, dancing feature, walking, jumping, all kind of, sort of normal things to a character. And I believe that is the first one on Terra. And I'm glad that we could bring that experience, because that experience is same thing with our message from the very beginning to the community, that we are doing this project not only for us, but also for others. If they don't have the capability to do it, then we're going to work with them to make sure that we deliver something unique to their community, not only ours, right? To the Skeleton Punk community, to the partners community, because I believe that if we can deliver that expression of happiness to their community, then everybody will be happy with Astro Heroes, and the partners will be happy with us. Their community will be happy with us, and we kind of just, did our part of the job.
Yeah, I sat in on that AMA and saw the Skeleton Punk, Iced Out Skeleton Punk dance around. And as a Iced Out Skeleton Punk holder, I was really happy to see that. So, I mean, all three of the models that you showed run around were incredible. It was, I mean, like I said, each time I look at even one individual aspect of the project, it seems to be just a project on its own. What you're doing here is of a scale that it's just vastly impressive. I think, and sorry, I kind of jumped in before the other host. Do you guys have any other like questions in related to what he said? I was going to sort of step off of that.
Take a tread. You got it, man.
Yeah. So it seems like you've got, you're already invested in other communities. other than just your own, which I think is just commendable, and it's more than just traits. I mean, it's adding everybody's the ability, like you said, to show off, you know, the thing that they're into, and not kind of siloing everybody into your own project, which is just incredible. Is there something that you have as far as it's like for like plan for the community? I'm just looking through your roadmap. It's obviously quite long and detailed, just like everything else of the project. But is there something specific that's in your mind that will sort of keep the engagement going? Like, how do you foresee the growth of your metaverse project being able to retain the community involvement?
Sure. So if you take a look at our roadmap, I think right after the mint, within a week or even less, we will be launching the Hyperspace game, right? It's a 2D running games with a betting feature. So very simple. You buy in a ticket for $1 and you're competing with another four people. Five people would be running in like 60 seconds, and whoever wins take the entire pot. And the game itself is super simple. You just need to press the space as fast as you can, and then you press jump to jump over the obstacle, right? And why do we do that? We do that with a image in our head is we are engaging the community to play, to be able to earn some coffee money, maybe to be able to have some fun first. First of all, about Astro Hero is you're here to have fun. You are here to experience things that it might be big word as like a metaverse, but I realize that not a lot of people would have tried. But if you can see our beta, if you try it, it's super simple to use, right? And it's not hard to introduce the people who never ever had any experience with metaverse and using us. Same thing with the concept of the 2D games is engaging, having people, you know, kind of play it, and maybe like a tournament at a later point. That's how we try to engage with other people. We're actually supposed to launch it earlier. We have the game ready, but I realized that if we pause on the monetary factor after the minting, that would be better, because I just want to stick with my message. Like, we are funding this project for ourselves, right? And we don't want to take any other people money. Only we take is the people who actually believe in us and understand what we are trying to do. Understand that we are here to actually try to deliver as many value as we can to the community even before the minting. That is why I decided, okay, if we do that, then really focus on our secret weapon is the Astro Infinity Square. If we can do that, if we can show them what we are capable of doing, it's better. And the gallery, to a lot of people, they like it. They said it is great. It is something they never seen, never tried, and they love it. And to us, we also feel like that. But again, me as a co-founder for this project, I see my dev have a lot more things in their sleep, so why don't we launch something better, something even make that jaw dropping effect, right? So we focus on delivering that Astro Infinity Square for people to see, to try, to have an understanding of what we are trying to do here. It's bringing everybody together, and bringing everybody is the easiest way by showing them on their billboard, right? On the billboard of the Infinity Square. Sticking with our message from beginning, we're doing this because we want to make everybody happy, not just our community, but other partners happy, founders happy. So you will see the Ice Out Bulls logo also in the Infinity Square. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do, focusing on that. Launching the hyperspace, be able to have more traffic as well as making people engage. Then the NFT stacking. And then I have a deeper plan in after April. I think we will be launching a Medium piece explaining what are we focusing on Q2. And the Q2, the main thing is we are trying to bring everything into life. The environment that we already have would be able to have people connecting into the same environment. You would see your buddies over there. You would be able to chat to them. You would be able to make new friends. Yeah, so that is now answering your question about kind of what's next.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. So you guys are self-funding, and I love how you keep on stressing that point. And not only that, but you're clearly so focused on community, bringing these other projects in. One quick question about the Infinity Square, all these ads on the big screens in the, you know, the Times Square-esque metaverse, will they be generating any ad revenue for the project to potentially help stakers or any holders, anything like that?
In the future, yes. In the future,
okay.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, at this point, again, the sellers, I don't want to involve in, you know, making money at this point. I want to making sure that everybody understand our message first. And
cool.
The beautiful thing about self-funding is you can reject VC, right? You can actually telling other people that, yes, I would love to work with you on in term of partnership in whatever the way that we can, but we don't want to take money because at the moment that we actually don't need it. We don't need it. I only take money when I see there's a need in it. And I believe there is something people would ask and question us. What are you going to do with the minting money, right? I believe that is a very good question and common question mm-hmm. that people would ask for us because we self-funding, then why doing all of this? Super simple. For us, we are a team of mainly dev. And minting, it helps us with two things. The first thing is marketing. When you actually hold an NFT, you will be able to trade, right? You will be able to access all of these features in our metaverse. In that way, I believe if you have good experience, you would tell your friends, hey, come check out these Astro Heroes. Come check out this environment. Come check out the Infinity Square. Go and fly some hoverboard, right? That is the very first thing about minting is helping us with the marketing. So the way we're doing marketing is quite different, I believe, with other projects. We're building the community, yes, but we're also delivering the value right away. Like even before the minting experience, people will see what are they waiting for, what is going ahead of them. And trust me when I say this is only the start, because I have bigger plan in 2022. And a lot of time when people, you know, let's say having a red day in the market, right? And then I always say, does it matter? Is it red or green? We keep building. We really keep building because we are here to build. So whatever the market condition, we will stick with our roadmap. So yeah, that is the first thing about why minting is actually introducing our feature to a lot more people and have people all who are holders have an access and have a value on our projects. Second, what are we gonna do with the money? First thing first, with the money is about I need to grow my team of dev. I feel like at this point, 15 people, yes, we are still doing it, but we are doing it with a very stressful way, because my guys, they these days for the I believe for the past 6 weeks they've been working minimum about 16 hours a day. Me myself, I work about 20 hours a day. So we really dedicate to this project, and when we release the Infinity Square, everybody kind of having like a breath. Let's say, okay, we finally did it before the mint, and we want people to see it. We want people to know it. We want people to understand it. But again, with the scope of the project, it's big, so I need to hire a lot more people in order to sustain the team. I don't want the team to work 16 hours anymore. I want them to work, okay, probably maybe 8 to 10 hours is fine, but 16 hours for like the past 6 weeks is kind of tired for the entire team. So the money after minting, growing the dev team, that's the very first thing. Second thing is marketing. Right now, we do have internal resource, but again, I feel like there are so many things to do, but only a little of us. So I have to put money in growing the marketing team, maybe even think about more professional ways, having press release, things like that.
Awesome. I think it's really helpful for all the investors here to understand what you guys are doing with the Mint money. And what you're doing makes a lot of sense. And I think it's exactly what I would want here as an investor. I mean, NFTs, there's so many PFP projects coming out and it's hard to see past the Mint. So to know that you guys are just putting those funds towards continuing building. And I mean, this vision is gigantic. So it's really awesome. Awesome. Next question I wanted to get into is more in relation to the game, the direct gameplay. Will the 2D NFTs have any direct impact to the gameplay? Will they have levels? Will they have different traits, abilities? Like, will their weapons affect how the game is played? If you could go into that and exactly how the play-to-earn metrics would play out as well, that'd be very good.
Sure. I will tell you a little bit about it, not too deep about it, because I think when it's the right time to really talk very deep about Battle Royale would be somewhere around in July. But here's what it is, yeah? The Battle Royale game is super simple. If you play any other Battle Royale game, you know there is one mode is, you know, one versus everybody. So we cap it 1v50. That's the first mode of our Battle Royale. The second mode is 5v5. If you guys have time to read about our story, is we actually have two sides. One is a bad side, one is a good side. And actually, it represents our story. Our story is a story that I actually wrote it up. And I use all my imagination and whatever I learned for the past 30-something years. Kind of just put it in and building the story for this Battle Royale game. Yeah. So for the profile pictures that you said, I kind of don't want to say these are profile pictures. Yes, it is a profile picture as like a one of the utility, but the NFT that you will mint, let's say if you mint whatever it is on that NFT, your 3D character in the game will be looking exactly like it. Meaning that you will have weapons, either a plasma gun, a shotgun, or an axe, or a sword. Those will have, excuse me, those will have statistic going with it. I don't want to publish the statistic right away, but again, we will publishing it on the right time when people actually hold all of those NFT already. It will impact in your gameplay. Why? Because again, if you have a sword, it will be different with if you have a gun. The statistic might be different also. And why? Because it is because of the 5v5 mode, right? The 5v5 mode, you would have to play in a different role. You have healer, you have tanker, you would have captain, things like that. And each of the role would play a different purpose for that particular game. You can, be the, let's say a tanker, you have a lot of health and you will go and you kind of, you know, take care of the entire team. You'll be the front guy. And you have a healer, which have a special skill, which is healing other people. That is something that I want to see people to work together, not only just like any other Battle Royale. So, the 5v5 is like a capture the flag. You will be spawned in a map and whoever kills them first will win. So, and yes, about play to earn, there is a play to earn feature. And why we didn't release a lot of details about it, because we are working to enable the guild feature. If you play any play to earn games, you would know that guild is actually one of the very important feature. And you would be able to rent your character also if you are a guild founder and things like that. So a little bit about me myself, where I'm from. I actually hang out with a lot of founders from games projects. And recently, if you've seen that we are partner up with Thetan Arena, even though Thetan Arena is a very big game, they have about, 250,000 something people in their Discord. one of the very successful game in Vietnam. And me myself, I'm a Vietnamese, and I hang out with those founders as like friends. But I'm kind of like the low key type, so I don't go and talk about my project until I think it's a certain point that is great. So recently, you will see our announcement that we are partnering up with Satan Arena. Mainly is for them to help us with all of those guild features, as well as introducing me myself to all of the guild in Asia, as well as the US, and for them to be able to use our metaverse, because they are the game, we are the metaverse, but we also have a game, so let's just help each other. So we are like a strategic partner on it. So yeah, you would definitely see that our games, when we finish building, we will have guild feature. We will make sure that everybody would have a right as well as the value, both in terms of financial as well as the utility.
And from what I can hear, it seems as if you're covering any base that's really possible to this point in metaverse architecture, right? So you have the Times Square element, you have the gaming element with the ability to partner with other game platforms to be able to launch on your metaverse. You have the gallery element, you have the entertainment element, you have the NFT as character element, you have your own game. Hey, this is an amazing representation of what's possible in the world to come, right? So I personally, I want to thank you for putting this whole thing together with the community aspect that you have, the ability to, and the desire to partner with other projects. Yeah, it's something that I haven't really seen or witnessed inside of the Terra ecosystem just yet. So personally, I just wish you the absolute best of luck. And I think T-Cell's got a little bit of an announcement.
Echoing Juicy's thoughts and words, I mean, amazing representation of what can be done. It's absolutely mind-blowing. Like, I was getting into the Discord and reading some of the Medium articles, and I felt like I was needing more. But after speaking with you and hearing your personal conviction for what you've built, the entire way you went about it with the self-funding and being a low-key guy, not really wanting to talk too much until you had the confidence, you're really stepping up to the plate. And this is revolutionary for Terra. So the fact that you're bringing this to the Terra NFT ecosystem, I'm extremely thankful for it, because really that's where I choose to do my NFT investing, as I'm sure a lot of listeners on this call also have similar thoughts about that. So guys, I just took a screenshot for all the listeners of everybody here in the audience. So thanks for everybody being here. I'm actually gonna take one more because we just had a couple more people join, but we are going to be giving away some whitelist spots after this. So be on the lookout for those. And I want to take this opportunity to actually invite anybody in the audience up. If anybody has any questions that they'd like to ask the Astro Heroes team.
And we have to go on the honor system. If you already have a whitelist for Astro Heroes, don't send us a burner wallet. You know, we want to give whitelists to the people that have been trying to get them, that haven't been able to get them, that are going to be involved in the project, right? So try not to send a burner. Although, T-Cell, you got my burner, right? No, I'm just kidding.
I got it, right? XDC2? I'm kidding. Guys, in the audience, please come up to the stage. We would love to. We're sure you guys have questions, just as we had a ton. And I mean, I'm just craving more information from these guys. So
yeah, take advantage. Probably in this space for about 3 hours. We'll start looking like CFI.
But yeah, I mean, before taking a question, I really want to say thank you to the ISAL team, really helping me hosting this AMA. I know that you don't do it for like every single project, but I'm just happy to be here and happy to contribute also to the ISAL gang, because I believe you guys are one of the very, very first partners that actually go with me and understand what I'm trying to do. I mean, from the point that we talked back in December, now a lot of things has been changed. a lot of things has been changed, and a lot of things has been improved also from our end, even from the community side as well as the product side. And by all means, with partners like you, that is why we get it to this part, right? Because you believe in our vision, you believe in me. I know that when I started, a lot of people just kind of thought we are a scam project. The main reason, because the vision was too big and they never seen anybody who can execute maybe even one third of what I said. But I said that, okay, just give me some time. Let me work on it. And we deliver. We deliver all of the things that we have been promised in Q1 up to this point. Thanks to you guys for believing in me at the beginning. And we will be in this journey for a lot longer. And for me, I'm just going to try to deliver as much value to the community as I can, and also supporting the ISOS game.
And likewise, I mean, thank you. I believe someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but you were our first, as I Stout Bulls, you were our first collaboration. So, I mean, you've been with us essentially since the beginning, and we're excited to be part of the project. Like, this is exciting for us. It's great to get to talk to you and actually ask these questions in person. Mm-hmm. I'm honestly excited for your Q3 roadmap and whatever fashion collaboration you're going to announce. I mean, it's just so far reaching. I haven't been able to get my mind wrapped around what you're doing until today. And I think I'm only just barely hanging on at this point. So thank you.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's take a question from the community. Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Sailor, we got Sailor first, and then Gems is going to go next. So Sailor, step on up, unmute yourself, and ask away, please.
Hey, everybody. I'm at work right now, but luckily it just hit lunchtime. I just want to start off by saying these were some excellent questions, and it really opened my eyes to the Astro project. I started following it pretty early on, ever since the famous Doe tweet where he was like, yeah, I'll buy one. Yeah. And it was great, because I think that was the thread where Finn actually got to quit his job. But anyway, I was kind of, I was interested at first, and then I kind of lost a little interest because it seemed a little scattered. It seemed like, oh, they're going to do a little P2E. Oh, they're going to do a metaverse. Oh, there's... but now hearing how hard your team is working to make everything really seamless and coherent, it's really bullish. The fact that you're gonna try to create this metaverse that's compatible with any project that wants to participate in, regardless of if you own an Astro Heroes or not, it's really bullish. So my question in regards to the metaverse aspect itself is, you mentioned that owning the 2D Astro Heroes would give you access to a lot of these games and features that you're creating. Will any of the 3D elements, the 3D modeling or the 3D models or any of the 3D items, I guess, will any of that be is that owned? Is that something that you'll be able to purchase and own in say your random earth inventory?
Yes. In the later part, yes, you would be able to trade your particular items. Okay. But at the very beginning, pardon myself, because right now the team is big compared to other team I know, but it's still small for me to make sure that all of the features that I want will be able to be done within a shorter time frame. When I made this roadmap, right, we really had a big consideration of why are we doing such a very, very aggressive roadmap. But the main reason is because we can execute it. We can execute it. However, on the way, there are a lot more things that we were embedded in. So we're growing. The roadmap is there, but we also grow the roadmap also. If you see, there wasn't any infinity square there. And that particular Infinity Square, I believe that it takes a lot of our time. So I need new people to bring in even more feature into Astro Heroes. And your question was about if you can trade items. Yes, you can trade items. That is also a part of the roadmap, but I never actually, you know, wrote it down because that is like the details of the details. But yes, that will happen. That will happen. But whatever the thing that you mint, you will come with it. So whatever the the 2D files that you will be minting on 27th of March, all of those items as well as the character will be converted into 3D for sure. Actually, behind the scenes, guys, we already do it. We have about, at this point, 110 or 120. I don't remember exactly. 110 and 120 items that are converting from 2D to 3D. Right now, during the time that we are speaking. And that is something that nobody ever known that we actually do it. So there are a lot of things behind the scenes. And maybe one day I will kind of make a video and let you guys see the team, how they work, what they be doing behind the scenes. Not just like me. I'm like the only person who come into the front and talk to the people. But to most of my team, we are like a very humble team. We are the low-key, the humble type that just put ourselves into work. We don't want to talk a lot, but we really want to show. And I told the entire team that, okay, just let the product speak for itself, right? In the way that everybody can actually see it. And seeing is believing. And experiencing is even more believing. So these days, just a funny story, I got a lot of people call me Alpha Kenny. Why Alpha Kenny? Because I think on all the AMA that I ever been to, or anytime that I have some public exposure, I always drop something that people didn't see. And I tell, okay, for me, I don't want to be Alpha Kenny, but I want maybe a Beta Kenny. Why Beta? Because Beta is when I deliver the experience to you. You can experience it, rather than me showing any kind of video, because video can be made. Video is like movies, right? You do a trailer, you can be made it. But experience running around using your own trackpad or mouse or your keyboard, that is, you guys experience it. So that is what we are trying to focus on our team, really delivering beta for other people to try. And I think that's one thing that I will give it to the audience here today is within 2 days, I will release a beta for the Astro Infinity Square. So if the Ice Out gangs, I know you today, you will giving out wireless also, right? So maybe I can pick about 2 to 3 people will be able to try out the Astro Heroes, the Astro Infinity Square. And if you have look at the video, there's a hoverboard that you can actually fly in that environment. Yep.
That's great. Thank you.
Totally pumped to try out the beta version by whatever means necessary. And this is awesome. Let's go to the next speaker question. Sailor, you want to retort there and just give your final thoughts?
Oh no! I just wanted to say thank you. I'm a collector. I'm like the ownership aspect is very important to me. So I was just trying to clarify if we would be able to own the items in the 3D, which it sounds like we eventually will. So yeah, thank you. I appreciate you guys' hard work, and I was on the fence about it before, but I think I will definitely be minting your project now.
Thank you, Sailor. Thank you.
One thing we like to joke around a little bit about in the Iced Out Bulls is, you know, max mint. And, you know, this is a max mint style scenario for us. Yeah, especially after just hearing you speak. So I think that you're going to have a wild success on the 27th when you end up minting. All right, let's kick it over to Gems God's Creation.
Oh, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak in this room. When I look into your topic, you know, it is quite interesting, and it is some sort of dashing to me. So I just jumped into your space, and then I had a quick study about your all your type of work and projects. It's quite interesting, and it is very good. Congratulations. Now, about my story. Actually, I am a collector, I am a researcher, and I am almost now 60 in few months, and I am having an experience of 40 years, and I have done masters in public and bachelor's in corporate, and I have clients all over the world. I give consultancy in very rare products, like I specialized in natural gems, and especially in the collector items. I used to find out the energies from the natural gems, and I do this research almost for more than 3 decades now. I experienced beautiful energies, vibrations, and which is really interesting. So this is my short story. Now, to your project and your type of work, still I'm little bit not fully transparent. Can you able to explain? This is my question to you.
Can you repeat the question one more time, because your connection is kind of breaking up.
Okay. See, I can understand that you are doing projects and doing some type of work and like that. But I'm not fully able to understand about your exact type of work. I would like to know your type of work.
If you don't mind me interjecting, Gems, you know, this is an NFT space. So everybody here is either collecting NFTs, which are quite literally digital assets that exist on a blockchain, as opposed to something in real life, like precious gemstones. So Kenny and the Astros Hero team, we actually invited them. This is a collaboration right here between the Iced Out Bulls, which is an NFT project, and the Astro Heroes team, which is another NFT project. So we're actually interviewing Astro Heroes about what they are creating. So if you wanted to, you could actually, after this space is over, go back and listen to this from the beginning. And I think you're actually going to get the answer to your question by listening to this thoroughly from the beginning. I mean, Kenny, thank you so much. You dropped a ton of information about exactly what you're doing and building. And I think it would be very helpful for anybody who's curious as to what's going on to listen to this from scratch.
Okay, you are talking about the gems also, right?
I'm talking about the Astro Heroes NFT project.
Okay, key project, like the Bitcoin type, right?
Correct. It is a similar. It's on the blockchain, so it's not necessarily related to Bitcoin, but it is a blockchain project where each of these NFTs are actually tokens on the blockchain.
Okay, it is related to that. Okay. Now it is very much clear. Thank you very much for your kind explanation. Thank you. That's all.
You're welcome, my friend. I hope you actually. I hope you do listen. It'd be great to have some IRL collectors, you know, people who are collecting precious gemstones, to learn more about the NFT space and see what collectors are doing over here on the blockchain. So thanks for your question. Thanks for chiming in and sharing your story. It was very, very cool to bring somebody new into the space.
Yeah. Thank you, Sellers, for answering the question. All right, let's go to Alday.
Alday Dre.
Alday Dre.
Yo, how y'all doing?
Dre in the house. What's popping?
All right, fam. Hey. Appreciate you guys being here. Yo, Iced Out. Yeah, I mean, I agree. This is a maxed out one on my end. So I'm mint and all. So Astros, got a question for you. On beta, already, but you said something about releasing beta for Infinity. When might that be released to the people that are already on beta?
No, that answer would be no. For now.
Gotcha. Okay. At least I asked.
No, actually, it is a good question that you asked. I mean, the main reason, because I believe that I have to give it to all the partners first. Partners always come first. And also, as I said, I will give out about 2 to 3. Let's just put on a concrete 3 slot for the Infinity Square for people to try. This is before minting. The reason that I don't want like everybody to be able to jump right now is because when I finish this environment, I think the server will hold. Right now, the server will hold for, let's say, 1,000 connection at once. But at the same time, it's people are enjoying the gallery. People are enjoying the gallery, and let people see, let them know what is waiting ahead of them. But for partners, because some of the partners definitely will want to jump on it and kind of try it first, and also give me some feedback, and maybe I can fix it before the actual big community jump in and give me feedback.
Cool. Awesome. That's a great response. I loved the first one, so I just want to hop on that hoverboard, man. I appreciate your time.
Definitely. And I think for the hoverboard story, it's actually my dream since I was a kid when I watched that Back to the Future. I always want to have somehow, some way to be able to control a hoverboard. So at this point, personally for me, I'm happy because we did it. We did it, and I did my dream. I did it. Likewise, I'm very happy about it.
Hell yeah. And that's kudos to you, because I mean, I haven't seen a hoverboard in the metaverse. So hell yeah. Kudos, man. Appreciate it.
Man, I got to start breaking out my stand-up routine on the absurdity of the movie title Back to the Future, but we'll do that another time. But so do we have any more requests to speak while we still have Kenny? Going once, going twice.
We do have one.
Andrew. A. Cry. Crypto.
Get this man up here.
Get him up.
I think he's connecting, right? But before he connect and asking question, I really want to shout out to Finn from TerraSpace.org. He's been the biggest supporter to all of us and all the Terra community. So I really appreciate him and really thank him for always hosting and recording all of this AMA, because you really don't know how much is big for all of us. And just want to shout out to Finn on it.
We will echo that sentiment and shout out to Finn all day long, every day.
Finn! Shouts out Finn!
And on the side, or not even on the side, more as his day, and then this is on the side. I don't know when does your day end, Finn? Who knows?
All right, let's get it to Andrew.
What's up? Hey, yeah, thanks so much. Definitely have enjoyed this. Didn't know much about Astro Heroes, but definitely do now, and I'll be max minting as well. Speaking of hoverboards, are you familiar with the DeLorean protocol on Terra?
Of course, and it's very funny that you asked me that question. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying there's obviously a hoverboard there and huge Back of the Future influence, so just thought you might be interested in getting them on the metaverse.
Actually, Andrew, the hoverboard we are using is from them.
Oh, cool. I have a couple. That's awesome.
Yes, Astro Heroes is about community. It's about partners. It's about sharing the love, bringing utility. So the actual hoverboard is actually from DeLorean. It's not a creation from us. But that is the very first vehicles in Astro Heroes. So, dude, you really made my day. You see it. I mean, you mentioned them, and I didn't tell anybody that actually it's from them. But from the team, they already knew.
I bet. Well, cool. That's awesome, and glad we could make that connection. Look forward to getting in your metaverse.
Thanks, man.
All right, take care.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Thanks, Lifestyle.
Thank you for coming up, Andrew. That is too cool. The actual hoverboard that you guys use is from DeLorean. So you guys are just holding so true to everything you said in this spaces. Literally, the collaboration is amazing.
I actually didn't expect Andrew going to come and say this. And it's quite funny. And I'm very happy because he said it, you know, because I kind of want to save it for the partner as well as the community to try. So they would be able to see that, oh, that is a DeLorean hoverboard. But yes, it is a DeLorean hoverboard.
Yeah, I guess we got Alpha Andrew and Beta Kenny, just like you wanted.
Exactly.
New nickname, very cool. I love it. Thanks.
Very cool. So, guys, any more questions in the audience? It doesn't look like it right now. Of course, want to give anybody who has something to ask an opportunity to step up. But if not, and doesn't look like it.
I have a follow-up question.
Oh, please, Sailor, get up here.
Yeah. I'm looking through the Discord, and I found some of my old suggestions, and I wanted to know if you guys were going to implement my dragon bone cyber sword that shoots flames out.
Oh, you bet we did.
Are you serious? No way. All right, yeah. Definitely max minting, and I'm gonna start shilling everyone.
I think I remember Sailor now, man. Yes, when you talk about, I think yes, I did talk to the artist about it. I did talk to the artist about, yeah. I think you might be able to see it in the NFT collection. I probably will go over one more time. I cannot promise you, but we take a lot of advice. We take a lot of suggestion, and we did implement some of them. But I think we actually did implement what you said.
That's epic. I feel like I'm part of history now. All right, well, thank you. That's all I had.
Wow, man, I don't think there's a person on this call who isn't going to max mint after hearing you, Kenny. Yeah, the experience, and I'm just so pumped for this project all day, every day.
Thank you guys.
We have OXEC.UST.
Get him up here. This is great. I really appreciate everybody in the audience coming up to ask some questions. I mean, we do this for you guys.
Can you?
And this is our longest spaces to date. So this is awesome.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask about, is there any gallery around in the Discord we can hang around?
Is there any what? I'm sorry.
Gallery?
Yeah. In the Discord, I'm sorry to say no at the moment, but I will talk to Chino, man. Maybe we can figure something out.
All right. And there's any kind of testnet for the metaverse? We can try it out or something.
Yes, it actually a beta already launching out there. I'm not sure if you have access to it, but yes, a lot of people has been trying, and I do have I have to whitelist people to try out the beta. The main reason, because I believe that people who are interested in would actually reach out and find those spot for them rather than give it to the entire public. Because I realized that when we're doing a beta, if we release to every single person trying, then we actually don't have the correct suggestions. This is from my previous experience when I did it for a client. When we launched beta to the entire in the community, we get people that actually know nothing about the beta and kind of just jump in and then start making comments that it's not even about the project itself. So I realized that if I just make the people who are interested in trying, then it actually more valuable. So I'm happy to send you to set you up for a spot if you want to try.
Yeah, please
create a ticket on Astro Hero Discord for me.
Perfect. Yep. I'll do now. Yeah, perfect. And
and make sure that you said that you come from the Ice Owl gang, AMA, and wanting a beta wireless. Okay, this is a beta wireless. Just to make sure the beta wireless, not the minting wireless. Yeah.
All right. And another question: when you guys gonna launch out the metaverse? Straight after Mint or what?
excuse me. Sorry, guys. I have been coughing like for the past like couple of days. Right. So for the metaverse part, I think the very first part is about the gallery, which we will be up and running probably in mid of April. Could be earlier, depends on how fast and how good we can go. But for the big people who has beta, you would be who actually hold the NFT of Astro Hero, you will be able to access it. And at this moment, you still gonna use the 2D character, because I'm actually converting all of the 2D into 3D. It takes some time. Yeah, 120 items. It takes I think fastest everybody can do is about 2 to 3 months. So with your 3D character, wait for it a little bit, but access to the gallery, you would have it right away. Whoever hold the NFT of Astro Heroes. With that, you can actually talk to the people. There will be people live over there going with you into that gallery. So you can kind of chit chat to each other and talk to each other over there.
Yeah, that's very awesome. Cool. Thanks.
Very cool. Does that answer all your questions, OXEth?
Yeah, perfect. That's all, yeah.
All right, beautiful. So, guys, we've been going for an hour and a half now. It is time to wrap it up, so we're not going to be taking any more questions. So that's Astro Heroes, guys. It is a very big project. Metaverse project, PFP project, play to earn. A lot of other things. it's incredibly impressive what we've learned on this AMA. So Kenny from Astro Heroes, thank you. Juicy Shredder, everybody in the audience who came up here to ask questions, much love. You know, we're all here for the same purpose. We truly believe in blockchain. We truly believe in Terra, and we're all NFT aficionados in some way, shape, or form. That's why we're actually on this spaces. So we really love you guys. Really thankful for having everybody here. Kenny, any closing words just to say goodbye?
Yeah, definitely. First of all, thank you, Ice Owl Gangs, for having me here today. It's a great, great AMA. It's always fun to talking to other people, other partners, and definitely answering all of the questions that the community has. First of all, shout out to the Ice Owl Gang. Thank you, guys. Second, shout out to Finn. Third, shout out to all the people who are here. And the most important thing is please support us by minting on 27th of March on Luar.
Beautiful.
Perfect. And Sally, you're gonna publish who wins those whitelist spots, right? Because we're gonna run them through our random number generator, and then we'll contact everybody on Twitter, right?
Yes, I will. So about that, I actually took multiple screenshots of everybody here. I'm going to be putting everybody in Excel spreadsheet just so that you didn't have to be here at one particular part of this AMA. If you tuned in when I took a screenshot, you'll be on it. Of course, no double entries, but I will be definitely posting the winners of the whitelist spots for everybody to see.
Quick shill, if you want a hoverboard, go mint a DeLorean key on DeLorean Protocol.
There we go, with the shill. Kudos.
Thanks, guys.
Cool, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. That's good it. To talk to you.
You close all it out, right. Shredder. I got to hop off.
Oh, all right. Kenny, just thanks, man. And you cut out for me when you said 27th of March on Luart, 150 UST. I believe the collection is 3,333, and if you're on the whitelist, you can mint 2 max. I will be minting 2 max and wishing that I could just 2 max that in infinity. thanks again, Ken. I truly appreciate you taking the time to discuss this and explain it further to us. And thanks to all our listeners. for coming out. It's great to see a bunch of friendly faces and a bunch of people that I don't know in the audience. And yeah, we'll see you next time.
All right. See ya, everybody.
Thanks,
Okay. I think I will have a new outro. It would be Ice Out.
Oh yeah.
Can we actually do it? Can we do like 1, 2, 3 Ice Out and then we cut off the call?
Ice Out.
Break. Yeah.
1, 2, 3 Ice Out.
All right. 1, 2, 3
Ice out.
It's out.
See you guys.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Astro Heroes AMA hosted by the Iced Out Bulls, recorded on Tuesday, March 22nd, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics. Stretching out the distance, for instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funding the business. Betting on the difference, ingesting all the research. Sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling up, I'm in a bowl with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground sore. And I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be ceasing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terra Spaces.